Welcome into the Grace Point Daily Podcast and the 1 year Bible journey. It's Pastor Jeremiah, day 25 on the 1 year Bible journey, trucking right along each and every day. Today, I just want to come back to the biggest question we could ever ask ourselves. The biggest question that any man on this planet can be confronted with. The biggest question anyone on this earth could and has to answer at some point is the question of, who do you think Jesus is? Who do you say that I am? In Matthew chapter 16, verse 13, it says, when Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked the disciples, who do people say that the Son of Man is? So he's kind of feeling them out. He's like, okay, you know, we've been doing this ministry thing now for a little bit together. You've seen me. You've watched me, heard me. What's the vibes? What are people saying around town? You know, kind of thing. Verse 14 says, well, they replied, some say John the Baptist, some say Elijah, others say Jeremiah or one of the prophets. So whether or not people thought Jesus was the actual Messiah, the Son of God, a lot of people thought he was a big deal. And at the minimum, many people were thinking, wow, this is a dynamic prophet of the Lord, that this guy's, you know, a big deal. So it's not like people thought he was a crazy weirdo. Some people did think that, you know, but a lot of people were thinking, hey, this guy is really something, and he must be one of the another great prophet of the Lord. But then Jesus, and I think he's obviously very specific in what he's doing here, he then, in verse 15 says, he says, then he asked them, but who do you say I am? Because I don't really care what everyone else thinks. I care about what you think. And I want to specifically ask you, who do you say that I am? And could we maybe imagine that for a moment? Imagine Jesus, talking to Jesus. What should we do every day? We can do that. We have that ability. But in person, live, looking Jesus eye to eye, and he says to me, he says, Jeremiah, who do you think I am? I'm not concerned about what everyone else thinks. I'm not concerned about what everyone else is saying. I want to know who you think I am, because that's what matters. And so today, imagine for a moment Jesus talking to you, addressing you specifically, because he is, and he's saying, I want to know who am I to you? Who do you think I am? What's your answer to that question? Well, I believe in Jesus. And Jesus is like, well, I want some deeper than that. You know, like, look, Jesus, you're a good teacher. I appreciate your word, good things. I'm reading the Bible so far. I like it. Some good truths and values. Who do you say that I am? And hopefully we come to that answer. Jesus, I believe you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God, not just a good person, someone that I want to be a part of my life. You know, more than just representing the values that you talked about, Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God and you are my everything. Well, I am a big C.S. Lewis guy. And there's this one quote I found that I remember reading one time that I'm going to read to you right now. And here's what he says. He says, I'm trying here to prevent anyone saying the really foolish thing that people often say about him being Jesus. I'm ready to accept Jesus as a great moral teacher, but I don't accept his claim to be God. A lot of people think that, right? A lot of people, like, I was listening to, I'm not even going to say it, a person the other day, it was Elon Musk talking about, you know, like, I'm really respecting and admiring the teachings of Jesus, but maybe not going all the way to say, like, I believe the Son of God and I'm giving my entire life to him. Didn't quite go that far. A lot of people in that type of position. But just say he's a good teacher. That is the one thing we must not say. A man who is merely a man and said the sort of things, this is back to C.S. Lewis, said the sort of things Jesus said would not be a great moral teacher. He would either be a lunatic on the level with the man who says he is a poached egg, or else he would be the devil of hell. You must make your choice. Either this man was and is the Son of God, or else a madman or something worse. You can shut him up for a fool, you can spit at him and kill him as a demon, or you can fall at his feet and call him Lord and God. Let us not come with any patronizing nonsense about his being a great human teacher. He has not left that open to us. He did not intend to. So what a great quote from C.S. Lewis, really reiterating, I think, maybe in a different way or a different pitch, what Jesus was kind of presenting here to his followers and to his disciples. Who do you say that I am? And I hope the answer is, well, you're a good prophet, Lord. We've seen good things from you. No, you have to come to grips with this question, really. Do you believe I am the Son of God? And if we believe that, then it changes and it affects everything in our lives. And so today, maybe you're watching this and I'm just posing that question to you. Who do you say Jesus is? You know, who is he in your life, in your daily life, each and every day? And hopefully the Word of God is teaching and telling us who Jesus is. He is the Son of God, and he is intended and should be a part of our everyday living. Thank you so much. I hope that word encourages you, gives you food for thought and to munch on and think about throughout the day. And I encourage you to continue to read the Word of God each and every day. I'll talk to you next time.